This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission makes result of 125 constituencies public. Rashtriya Swatantra Party secures 98 out of 165 constituencies under first-past-the-post system. Commission formed to investigate Gen Z movement to submit its report today. International Women's Day being observed across the world today. And U.S. and Israel launch fresh airstrikes on Iranian targets. International community urges restraint as war escalates. Now the news in detail. Vote counting for the members to the House of Representatives election is ongoing nationwide. According to the Election Commission, results from 125 different constituencies have been made public so far. According to the official data from Election Commission, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP has already secured 98 seats and is leading in 27 of the 165 constituencies under the first-past-the-post system. Major traditional parties are trailing in the ongoing count. The Nepali Congress has won 14 seats and is leading in 3 constituencies, while the CPN-UML has won 7 seats and is ahead in 3 constituencies. The Nepali Communist Party has secured 4 seats and is leading in 3 constituencies. Other emerging political forces are also making gains. The Shram Sanskriti Party, led by Harka Sampang, is leading in 3 constituencies, while the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and an independent candidate have also won in 1 constituency each. A total of 3,406 candidates from 68 political parties are contesting 165 constituencies under the first-past-the-post electoral system in this parliamentary election. Counting is still underway and the final composition of the House of Representatives will also include members elected under the proportional representation system. Likewise, vote counting under the proportional representation system is ongoing. According to the Election Commission, counting started after the completion of the first-past-the-post vote tally. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party is also leading the vote count under the proportional representation system. According to the Election Commission, a total of 2,361,105 votes have been counted so far. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has secured 1,196,914 votes, putting it ahead in the proportional race. The Nepali Congress has received 401,768 votes, followed by the CPN-UML with 321,209 votes. The Nepali Communist Party has obtained 154,177 votes, while the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has received 87,615 votes. Similarly, the Shram Sanskriti Party has secured 47,277 votes, among others. Vote counting is still underway, with political parties competing for 110 seats allocated under the proportional representation system. Election officials say official results will continue to be announced as vote counting progresses across the country. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has urged its leaders and cadres to avoid making critical comments following the election results. In a statement, acting head of the party's Central Disciplinary Commission, Ramakant Rimal, asked party members to respect the people's mandate and act responsibly, warning that action will be taken under the party's statute and code of conduct against anyone who violates the directive. Concerns are growing over the safety of Nepali migrant workers as the conflict in West Asia enters its 8th day following attacks involving Israel, the United States and Iran. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Nepal, more than 1.72 million Nepali migrant workers are living in 13 countries across the region, including United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, Bahrain, Oman, Jordan, Lebanon, Iraq and Israel, among others. Authorities say Nepal currently lacks a fully established mechanism for large-scale rescue and repatriation from the region, although preparations are underway. The government has formed an emergency response team led by Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai and has activated an emergency control room to coordinate assistance and collect details of Nepalis seeking support. Officials say airspace closures in several Gulf countries have also complicated immediate evacuation plans. The government has also suspended labor permits for several West Asian countries until further notice through the Department of Foreign Employment. Meanwhile, the final rights of Nepali migrant worker Divas Shrestha, who was killed in an attack in the UAE, were performed at Pashupati Arya Ghat yesterday. Shrestha, a resident of Bhimsen Thapa Rural Municipality 7 in Gorkha, died last Sunday in Abu Dhabi while working as a security guard for a Middle East company. His body was repatriated to Nepal with the facilitation of the Embassy of Nepal in Abu Dhabi. In the move of continuous diplomatic efforts, Prime Minister Sushila Karki held a telephone conversation with the President of the United Arab Emirates, Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, yesterday, discussing the security situation in the region and the safety of Nepali citizens. During the conversation, Prime Minister Karki condemned attacks on civilian infrastructure in the UAE and expressed Nepal's solidarity with the Emirati government and people. She also noted that although Nepal is not directly involved in the conflict, the country is facing its impact, including concerns about the safety of migrant workers and possible rising fuel prices and inflation. Likewise, Prime Minister Karki has discussed the safety of Nepali citizens with Qatar's Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman bin Jassim Al Thani, while Foreign Minister Balananda Sharma held talks with Bahrain's Foreign Minister Abdul Latif bin Rasid Al Zayani on the security situation in the region. Despite the rising tensions, many Nepalis working in West Asia say they currently feel safe. The commission formed to investigate the Gen Z protest held on September 8 and 9 on 2025 is set to submit its report today. According to Prime Minister Sushila Karki's press adviser Ram Rawal, the commission led by former Judge Gauri Bahadur Karki will hand over the report at 11 a.m. today. It may be noted that the commission's term also ends today. The Council of Ministers of the interim government had formed the commission to investigate the Gen Z movement and the events surrounding the protest. Although the commission had not completed its investigation until recently, representatives of the Gen Z movement and leaders of various political parties had been urging the government to make the report public before the upcoming elections. Prime Minister Karki had stated that the government will implement the commission's recommendations after receiving the report. The 116th International Women's Day is being observed across the world today with various programs. The theme for the day this year is Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. This day is observed every year on March 8, commemorating the economic, political and social achievements of women working in various fields around the world, while also advocating for enhanced women's empowerment, elimination of gender inequality and violence. The United Nations has been celebrating Women's Day since 1975. On March 8, 1908, more than 15,000 women in the United States demonstrated demanding shorter working hours, better pay, and the right to vote. This day is celebrated to commemorate the day when women themselves began this struggle for their rights and well-being. Likewise, women's rights have been established as a fundamental right in the Constitution of Nepal. Based on the principle of proportional representation, women's participation in the political and administrative organs of the state has also been ensured. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial has said that a new government will be formed soon in line with the people's mandate expressed in the House of Representatives election. Speaking at a candlelight vigil organized by the Rashtriya Swatantra Party in memory of Gen Z martyrs yesterday, Minister Arial said the responsibility of running the government will soon be handed over to fulfill the dreams of those who sacrificed their lives for good governance, stability and prosperity. He also pledged support to new government in addressing national challenges including corruption, delays in governance and unemployment. Minister Arial further said that the report prepared by the High-Level Probe Commission on the Zinzi movement will also be made public soon and the guilty will be brought to justice. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Nepal for the successful and peaceful conduct of the elections. In a message posted on his official Facebook page yesterday, Prime Minister Modi praised the people of Nepal for actively exercising their democratic rights and described the elections as a proud moment in Nepal's democratic journey. He also reaffirmed India's commitment to working closely with the people of Nepal and the new government to promote peace, progress and prosperity. Modi's remarks come as Nepal nears the completion of its election process. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The conflict involving Iran, Israel and the United States has intensified as the war entered its ninth day today. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian rejected a demand from the United States for an unconditional surrender while also apologizing for Iranian missile and drone attacks that struck several countries in the region. He said such attacks should not continue unless Iran itself is targeted. Meanwhile, Israel and the United States continued airstrikes on Iranian targets. The U.S. and Israel continue to strike Iran, hitting oil storage depots and refining facilities in Tehran for the first time and sparking large fires across the capital. Authorities report that the rising violence has caused heavy casualties. Officials say at least 1,230 people have been killed in Iran, more than 200 in Lebanon, and around a dozen in Israel. Six U.S. troops have also reportedly died in the conflict. Regional tensions have also spread to several Gulf countries, disrupting air travel across the region. Analysts say the situation remains highly volatile with increasing international calls for restraint and renewed diplomatic efforts to prevent the conflict from widening further. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions and partly cloudy in the rest of the parts of the country today. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission makes result of 125 constituencies public. Rashtriya Swatantra Party secures 98 out of 165 constituencies under first-past-the-post system. Commission formed to investigate Gen Z movement to submit its report today. International Women's Day being observed across the world today. And US and Israel launch fresh airstrikes on Iranian targets. International community urges restraint as war escalates. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.